Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
BT and Sal back on the fan live at the Javits Center here at Fanatics Fest. Place is insane. You never know who you're going to run into. Mr. Volpe before, and then we see my old friend Pat Leonard, who we used to work together at SNY, currently covers the Giants for the New York Daily News, also does Talkin' Ball podcast on the Believe Network as well. Just had Jackson Dart on the other day, BT.
Oh, okay. There you go.
So let's get into some Giants here. We have not talked about them yet, Pat. By the way, how you doing? All right?
Great, Sal. Yeah, no, great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Pat, I see Pat. He's like, oh, yeah, what's going on? Do you see my father all over there? Whatever. He's like, hey, I'm married into a Volpe family. I'm like, what? Mr. Volpe's here? Then we talk to him. Then we get Pat on, who is married into the Volpe family. All right, where are we at with this Giants team? Do you think they're going to be as good as they think they're going to be this year?
I do not. I do like some of the talent they've added, though. Abdul Carter looks like he could be the real deal. I think their pass rush could be ferocious. The question is, every year, offensive line, and can they score enough points, Sal and BT, to have a lead in the fourth quarter so these guys can get after the quarterback? Because if they can't score on offense, which is supposed to be Brian Daboll's baby, then they're not going to be able to unleash Burns, Thibodeau, and Carter.
Yeah, you're right. It's a great point. It's something that's really afflicted them for a while. You know, you're down 13-3, 20-6, 24-10. Not that you completely abandoned the run, you know, but there's certain things you can't do defensively when you're trailing from an offensive perspective, and obviously when the other team is up big, they're going to probably bleed the clock, run the ball, so you can't get after the quarterback. I do believe that this defense has a chance to be top 10 in the NFL. I do. Now, primarily driven by the boys up front, and that's got to be their identity. I think the offense will be better. I don't think it will be good enough for that to become the identity. Fair statement or no?
Fair statement, especially because the defense didn't turn the ball over at all last year, and they made a huge emphasis of that. Shane Bowen, the defensive coordinator, they have the turnover chest like a pirate where they put the football in there after every interception or fumble, even during a practice against Russell Wilson in the offense. So, yes, you do need the defense to go on the offensive, especially when you get Paulson Adebo, Javon Holland, and these pass rushers. But I won't put it on the defense entirely. Like, really, it is about scoring. In the modern NFL, it's not going to be perfect. Like, you know, Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens, they're not a perfect team.
Yeah.
But they just finished with 40 points. So their defense or offense both make mistakes. Lamar turns the ball over. But in the end, you're in the playoffs because you score a lot of points. It's just how the NFL is.
Yeah, and the Giants have made it seem impossible to score points consistently. Do you think that that changes Russell Wilson in the Daboll offense? Remember, Daboll, obviously, you know, Daboll's an offensive guy.
Yeah.
We've seen a putrid offense since he's been here. Year four, they finally got a quote-unquote real quarterback. I'm not as high on him as everybody else, but he can throw the ball down the field. They do have some weapons. Daniel Jones, to me, was the biggest culprit for years, sticking with him, maybe their biggest mistake. Do you think we finally see Daboll's offense flourish with a new quarterback?
That's a great question, Sal, because I think with Russell Wilson, what you want to do is run game and play action. That's what the Steelers did to succeed with him early on when he jumped in for Justin Fields last year. But Daboll's offense is more shotgun, drop back pass, like you said, trying to push the ball down the field. Wilson's shortcoming, primarily later in his career, he's been on four teams the last 5 years now, has been taking unnecessary sacks. He's not as mobile as he used to be. Can't use his legs the same way. So again, it comes back to that pass protection and running game protecting him. If they can protect him, whether it's with the run game or with that pass pro with the offensive line, I think you're going to see Malik Nabers flourish. I think you're going to see Wilson turn loose those deep balls. Maybe Jalen Hyatt gets into the mix finally.
That'd be nice.
The guy who they underutilized severely last year. Yeah. It's just going to come down to, can you buy that time? Because if it's just drop back pass, drop back pass, drop back pass, mm-hmm. Russell Wilson's not going to be their quarterback very long.
Yeah, I agree. And then, you know, you wouldn't want to put Dart in that, and we'll get to Jackson Dart more extended in a moment, but you wouldn't want to put a young quarterback there either, just get hit left and right. Okay, so bigger picture, aside, just for a second, aside from the football stuff with Russell Wilson, can he score, schematics? Listen, let's face it. His quotes are good. He lays it on thick. I think it's a combination of a little corny, you know, laying it. I'm trying to be nice because I think he's a good guy. A little contrived, you know, a little sensationalized. That's the outside looking in, which doesn't mean anything for the locker room. Is the locker room buying it?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's a great point by you because I'm as skeptical, or I roll my eyes the same way as you do. Well, you say, like, wait, if he's at the front of the room talking, how do people not chuckle to themselves? Did he really just say that?
Yes.
It feels hokey. It feels...
feels fake.
Not genuine. It feels fake. But it's interesting because there was such a huge leadership void with this team. No one wants to mention the name Saquon anymore. Mm. But with Saquon and McKinney gone, no one was able to take that. Like, Dexter Lawrence, he's a lead-by-example guy. He's not a rah-rah... give a speech to the locker room guy. He tried to put it on his shoulders last year. He couldn't handle it all.
Not natural form.
Yeah, you more want him to lead your defense and not your team.
Mm-hmm.
So Wilson has stepped into that void, and the Giants have embraced him being that guy.
Good.
I think it's going to go this way. If you get results, it's going to look great.
Yes.
The second it's not happening,
no, we're going to crush him. We're going
to
crush him.
But to your point, I think the locker room will say at that point, all right, we'll buy in when it's working.
Yeah.
When it's not clicking, we're going to need to see something else and hear something else.
And we'll find out probably early on with that. All right, back to the defense part, because I know that everybody's expecting the Giants' identity to be their defense. A part of that is Kayvon Thibodeau, who I think has been a disappointment since where they took him. We talked about that. We got some flack for that. But Kayvon Thibodeau, to me, has not had his impact on this Giants' defense as of yet. You think he'll take a step forward this year? Are you okay with where he's been? What are your thoughts on Kayvon Thibodeau?
All of the criticism of him not being where he needs to be is fair. I think he hears all of it as part of the issue. I think he has to stop listening to it, frankly. And I do like how he's attacked the offseason. He was never in bad shape, so don't get me wrong. But he looks ripped, cut. He's been in the gym. Something's different about him. He's attacking this much differently. I think he sees, you don't need to tell it to him, we just drafted another pass rusher over top of you after signing or trading for a pass rusher and giving Brian Burns a massive contract over top of you. The thing that went unnoticed or undiscussed there was it wasn't just pairing Burns with Thibodeau. It was we drafted a guy number 5 to be a killer pass rusher, and he's not. Mm-hmm. We need to go get one.
Yeah.
And now we need to go get another one. So here's the thing. Essentially a contract year, so to speak, about what it's going to mean for him on this team. He looks like he's attacking it like it's that. Now, you need to see him finish, though. Even he said to us the other day after practice, I watched my film over the offseason. I had about 5 would-be sacks that I just didn't finish. Everything was great. I didn't bring the quarterback down. Easy to talk about. Got to do it.
Is it a strength thing? Is it a leverage thing? Is it an IQ thing? Is it something else? Why didn't he finish those plays?
Well, for me, again, less discussed than the sacks, his run defense regressed from his rookie year. When he wasn't getting the sacks his rookie year, he was still setting the edge. He wasn't a weak point in the run game.
Yeah.
Last year, you heard everybody talking about the corners can't tackle. Their D-line coach, Dre Patterson, the corners can't tackle. Guess what, Dre? The D-line is not playing well enough against the run when you're not stopping the run. The reason their guys are coming around the edge after your number one corner, Deontay Banks, at full speed is because Thibodeau's not there to stop it. Brian Burns got that contract. I love Brian Burns. Love him for the team. Love everything about him.
Good player.
He's never a great run defender.
Yep.
So again, it has to start there because Dexter Lawrence can't do all that himself.
Yep.
They couldn't stop the run last year. And then as far as the finishing element, why isn't he doing it? Honestly, I think Kayvon needs to be more of a power guy. He's not Brian Burns who can bend like Spider-Man underneath the tackle and go get him. You've got to use that combination of leverage, strength, and the moves to get there. He's that type of athlete.
That's a great description. Okay, so they let some really useful, purposeful players walk out the door. That's old news. We know who they are. We just mentioned Thibodeau, good, not what he should be. Evan Neal, disaster. But there's also some good parts with Shane and Dable, for sure. Were you surprised they were brought back? And do you feel like they've got a long runway to get this going with a reset?
That's a great question. Yes, I was stunned that the coach was back. I was mildly surprised the GM was back, because I feel like the GM has a longer runway there than the coach.
Yep.
I think they have to start fast this season for a lot of reasons. One of the reasons is I think different people are being set up to take the blame lower on the totem pole. Like the DC, Shane Bowen, is going to be the first one that you start hearing the defense isn't good enough, they start losing games. Then it's going to be the coach. I think the GM's protected. I think Dable benefits from having been the guy who put his finger on the pulse of Jackson Dart's our quarterback, Jackson Dart's our guy. If they show some semblance of progress, guys, in this season, then you have to give him that extra year to see through the young QB who's taking the reins.
I agree.
Yeah.
But if it all comes apart early on and they start 1-4, 0-5 again, then I think nothing's going to save them. But frankly, I'll say this, guys, I've said this many times, I can't look at you in the eyes and tell you what gets someone fired at the Giants anymore after last season didn't get them fired.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't want people to lose their jobs.
Yeah.
This is the New York Giants.
Yeah, but do you think
you have a high standard or not?
Strong statement. I'm with you. I think many of us feel that. They have not felt like the Giants in a long time. I think, Pat, a lot of that is that John Mara is so aware of what's being said about the Giants the last decade or so, that they've almost become the Jets in terms of instability and just, GM, coach, whatever. And they were always known for consistency, that he's almost gone too far the other way. You know what I mean?
Also, maybe the biggest issue is because they stuck with Daniel Jones, and that's a Mara thing, no?
Right.
Like, Daniel Jones is the biggest reason why this regime has failed so far, and they haven't picked their own guy until Dart, who we'll get to in a second. So how much blame does Mara hold himself for the failures of this regime due to forcing Jones on him?
John feels like they screwed up Daniel Jones by, ripping up coaching staffs and giving him new offenses all the time and new offensive coordinators. And he looks, to your point, he's reacting to firing three guys in a row after 2 years. So he's saying, well, that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Right? So now, because Shane came in, and Shane's benefiting also from coming off the heels of Gettleman, where they were in the Stone Age, essentially, of how they were operating. Now, Shane is revamping a lot of the things they've done internally. Do I think he's done a great job as a GM? No, but there is a process behind every decision he makes. Like, when they draft a player, they sign a guy, he can go back into John's office and say, here was A to Z of how it happened. You saw it on the board. Here's how we graded them. Here's who was out there in the Midwest scouting event against Iowa in November. And so John likes that and feels like, if the results come, that the process looks right to him compared to what they've overseen in the past, and he wants to see it through.
BT, it's Al on the Fan, talking with Daily News Pat Leonard, also Talking Ball podcast on the Believe Network. covering the Giants, you just had Jackson Dart on. To me, it was, okay, they need to get a franchise quarterback, a young quarterback, at least pick one, and we'll see what they turn into, and then you could evaluate this regime. And then once you do that, now they're probably going to get more than just this year. Do you think we'll see Jackson Dart on the field at all this year?
Yes. I think, is it ideal for him not to play in the theory of develop? You got Mahomes, played the one game, and then essentially sat that first year. This is not Patrick Mahomes. This is not the Chiefs. You can't treat it like that. I think Daboll loved Jackson Dart. I know Daboll loves Jackson Dart. And I think if Wilson fails early, they're going to need mobility at the quarterback position. So as long as Dart shows that he can handle the offense, I think there's no reason why he wouldn't be in. So you look at successful season, Russ is your quarterback. Or even if Dart's not ready, you have Winston maybe there to back up if he's still on the team. But if a lack of pass protection and the offense not functioning with Wilson's skill set is the issue, Dart hopefully resolves that.
Yeah.
He can move. Even, it sounds subtle, but Daniel Jones, if he saw a pass rush coming, he was so shell-shocked, it was like the play was over, and then he would force a bad throw. Dart right now, and you see it in his college tape, he will do the subtle step through, stays in the pocket, still delivers. That's something the Giants haven't had.
Yeah. So he's an actual quarterback all around.
Yeah, but he can still run. So
Yeah.
I think it's there. I think it's there, and I do think he will get on the field. But again, unfortunately for Giants fans, I think that's because early on, with the schedule they have, it's going to be hard sledding.
Now, I don't need to spend a lot of time on this, but I love Winston, right? And what I just said about Russell Wilson being a little sensationalized, his messaging, a little corny, whatever. I think Winston's the complete antithesis. I believe he's the real deal. He's a dog. Guys love him. He's a leader. But if you want to get Jackson Dart meaningful reps, don't you maybe have to cut Jameis Winston at some point?
I agree. I don't see a place for him on the team. Let me say this. If I were the coach, Jameis would start week one.
Wow.
I wouldn't have even signed Russ.
Huh?
If I knew I was drafting the quarterback.
Yeah, yeah. Right, I don't think that sounds nuts, by the way. I'm kind of with you. Keep going. Yeah.
Now it does, but at the time, I agree with you.
Players love playing for him. Like Benny Fowler, who won a Super Bowl with the Broncos, who played with Jameis in New Orleans, tells me, he's been in the rooms with him. He's been on the field with him. Guys love him. They want to play with him. He's a player's player. He delivers. He'll tell you before the snap without knowing the coverage, I'm coming to you. Guys love him, And I think that with the Giants, they look at it as they needed that reinforcement and security of Wilson and Winston because they didn't know how the draft was going to go. Now you have some obvious teams like the Saints out there who could very much use a Jameis Winston. Can you trade him, or do they know you're going to get rid of him so you have to cut him? But I agree with you. I think if Dart shows that he's ready, there's no place for Jameis Winston on the team. If Russ is being handed the job, and this is the one thing I would say.
Yeah.
I disagree with handing Russ the job. But I think the way they're looking at it is from the leadership component standpoint, they need to funnel the team behind one guy and one vision.
Okay.
So that's why they're doing it, but I don't agree with that.
Okay, so back to Dart for a moment and how they got there. Now, this doesn't matter. It's over, but I am curious. They are lauded for their draft. Abdul Carter, stud. You got the quarterback.
Giants are a great team on paper.
Yeah, right? Really.
I know.
Hey, they drafted well last year, too. I mean, it didn't show up on the field in the win-loss record.
Wins.
But, hey, what a draft that was from fan and everybody.
But how they got to Jackson Dart is very interesting. Now, he might eventually be the guy, and they profess that they're very happy, and they might grow to love him as their quarterback. But they flirted with Rodgers. They obviously signed Wilson. They tried to trade last second with Cam for the Browns with Cam Ward.
Stafford.
Matthew Stafford was early in the offseason. So it doesn't matter if he's the right pick down the road, but is it fair to say that maybe they didn't love Jackson Dart as some people think when he may have been choice number 5 or 6?
Well, Shane and some other people in the building, Brandon Brown, assistant GM, there were a lot of people involved in this evaluation. They loved Shedeur Sanders. And what ended up happening is through the process, when Daboll got involved after the season, Daboll loved Dart. And so everybody went back to their evaluations. Listen, if you look at the fall, look at how many times they went to a Colorado game or practice. And then Shane's like, oh, yeah, right after Thanksgiving, we snuck in a trip to the Egg Bowl to see Dart. So Dart played one time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that tells you all you need to know. Now,
The
process goes through April. They did get there, and Daboll, of course, is paid to be the offense, the quarterback guy. The worst look they have going right now, and again, I like Dart. I think he's going to be good. Shane twice has been heard saying, once on Kay Adams' podcast and once internally, he has been heard saying, essentially, it's Dable's pick. He traded up for this guy,
yep.
Gave up all these assets, took all the flowers on draft night that it was a great move, but it's your guy.
Yep.
This is on you.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I was talking about who's getting set up for what. It's a very dicey, like, interesting situation, and frankly, it's a bad look to have your general manager not saying, I love him, Jackson was our guy the whole way, but I guess in Joe's defense, he's not lying.
At least they have an easy schedule. They could get out of the chutes pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, so before you leave us here, Pat, give us a bold prediction here.
Come on, Patty.
You think they're going to be good? You think Dable gets fired? Where are we at with the prediction for the Giants going into the year?
I predicted them in the Daily News when the schedule came out to win three games again.
Oh, jeez.
Well, there's no way he survives that.
No way.
No. So the coach doesn't survive. Like I said, I think the GM still could survive. One thing I didn't mention earlier about, not to get too in the weeds, I think financially the coach and GM contracts is a factor too. Like, they want to see out the contracts. They're tired of paying multiple coaches and GMs at once. They're bringing on new minority owners. They don't want to say, buy 10% of our stake. Oh, yeah, by the way, we're hiring somebody else. We got $5 more million on the books.
Yeah.
But I just look at their schedule, and I feel like it's all going to factor into how they start in those first 3 weeks. You get a good win in those first couple games in division, everybody feels differently, everything changes. I just don't have confidence in the offense. If I felt like they could score, then I could feel like the defense would get their feet under them and you'd have something. But I don't believe in their game management, and I don't believe in their offense, and I don't believe ultimately in how the organization is being run right now.
I know we got to bounce, and those are strong statements. I think a lot of people agree with you. If I had to say, hey, Pat, better chance that Dable is fired mid-season, okay, or coaching week one of the 2026 season? What's your answer?
Fired mid-season. And I think that Joe Shane's very good at, you know, managing expectations. So I still wouldn't rule out him having a new coach next year. You know, Kevin Stefanski's the guy I'm eyeing right now. Poor guy's got four darn quarterbacks in Cleveland. Get him out of there.
All right, Pat, we appreciate the time. Check him out, Pat Leonard, Daily News, of course, covering the Giants, Talking Ball podcast on the Believe Network. Anything else?
No, yeah, it was just a great interview with Jackson Dart here from Fanatics Fest yesterday. Did 15 minutes with him. He gave some good insight about how Dable has basically been in his hip pocket at practices, like one-on-one feedback back and forth, because that's really the development that's happening now. It's Dable and Dart, one-on-one.
Right. We got a small fraternity with the BT and Sal show. Like, you got to fit for us to have you on. One interview, Pat Leonard fits.
There you go.
Let's go. Join us during the season.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Nice, man.
All right, Pat, thank you very much. BT and Sal on the fan. We'll get back to your calls on the baseball stuff. 888-808-1019, the number to call. Live at the Javits Center at Fanatics Fest.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.